division. Remember, we separated at the beginning. There is this knowledge, knowing, and vision. The way you see. The way you see the universe is the outcome of your way of life. Your lifestyle, you make your lifestyle, your lifestyle will make you. This cannot happen to a monkey, but it happens to a human being. That's the source of responsibility. So in a way, we are not only responsible for what we do in this universe, we are responsible for what I become, because I'm making myself. In a way, my influence on me, on my personality, on my character, is minor, is the major part. So you see, consequence has a double effect on a human being. That's why we talk about consequences always. He goes back and says, look at the RF. RF, we look at the first seed, because there was something at the beginning, right? Then read it, Peter.
That which matters belongs to the knower, for he is not squinting. His eye is upon the things first sown. That which was sown as wheat or as barley, day and night his eye is fastened on that place. Night gave birth to nothing but what she was pregnant withal. Designs and plots are wind. How should he please his heart with fair designs, who sees the design of God over them? He is within the snare and is laying a snare. By your life, neither that will escape, nor will this. Though 100 herbs grow and fade, there will grow up at last that which God has sown. He sowed new seed over the first seed. The second is passing away, and the first is sound. The first seed is perfect and choice. The second seed is corrupt and rotten. Cast away this contrivance of yours before the Beloved, though your contrivance indeed is of his contriving.
Would you please explain contrivance? What does that mean? I know the difficulty because I know the word in Persian. I have it in front of me. It's tadbir. It's very complicated. And simple at the same time, because this is taf'il of the verb will be dabir. And dabir means general secretary. The fellow who is organizing this stuff, who is managing. So the ability to lead an organization or lead an activity towards the goal, something like that. All the cleverness, wit, all of that is in it, right? And what is the solution then? Do you remember what he said? He said, RF is not cross-eyed, so he will not see two. Then he started to bring in a lot of tools. There are doubles. There is this first seed and there is the secondary. First seed in me happened when he created me, he put something in me. Second one, I did it. I choose to do this, I choose to become that, I choose to try for that. And within these two, the second one is rubbish. The first one is important. Do not forget, we'll come to the second one, and that's where the responsibility is, all of that. But he will go through this, because he will say, yeah, I know a lot of consequences, a lot of this and that, but at the end of the day, the first intention will be done. Do you remember my guess about the first intention? somehow I gave you a wild guess about the first intention, the creation story. Do you remember the story of creation? How did it start, Will? How did this creation start? You have to go back, and no matter where you stop, I'll say go back. So you have to go back right at the beginning. At the beginning there is nothing, right? Nothing at all. That's the moment. There is only God, okay? So this God at the beginning has knowledge or is without knowledge? Good question, right? Right at the beginning, God is dumb or has some knowledge? You should say it has some knowledge. About what? About himself. Nothing exists, but he exists, right? So the first seed of knowledge is consciousness, right? He knew himself. Then we know he did nothing to create. I say we know. We guess. We make up the stories like this. That he was beautiful. And beauty will jump out. That's how everything happened. Right? Remember what happened next? He looked at it. And he liked it. He wanted even to come in it. But he doesn't fit, because the existence is limited, he is unlimited, he could not come in. Then he decided to make somebody in his own image, which is?
Adam.
I was talking about it.
Adam.
No, the quality of this Adam should be what? His own image.
Love.
Self-conscious. The animals, they don't have consciousness. They know what is and what is not and blah, blah, blah. But that knowledge about himself, which couldn't fit in this universe, he made us with that ability. So we have the ability of self-consciousness. And it's an ongoing process. Adding to this, you remember I went to the exaggeration and said, this moment I could say that planet Earth had saw himself or itself for the first time. Right? When I say this lady saw herself for the first time, you understand that there has been a mirror and she saw it through her eyes only, right? Okay, we are the eyes of the earth and we are outside looking at the earth, and earth in a way has a kind of self-conscious because looked at itself. If you look around, the only thing that we will see expanding is that consciousness. It happens even in that very strange moment that we go from one cell animal to multiple cell. A consciousness is down there. They don't eat each other when they are hungry. They know that we are friends, food is outside and all that. Consciousness is the game. The only thing that we know historically, as far as we could understand, is that the consciousness is growing. It started with non-conscious, but knowledgeable animals, and we are at the end of the rope for the moment. Next, we don't know what will happen, but we are here with consciousness, and our effort is to understand what we are, because that is the main question. Here you will say, let's talk about these two stuff, and understand that I have the ability, I am the organizer. But I will look at this universe and I will see that this universe, me included, is organized. So I understand there are two power or element of organization. Then he said, okay, drop yours in front of his. That's how we arrived at that, to say there are two. The first one is what he made. The second one is what you made. Or, let's speak properly, you are making it, right? What did God do? He is making it. Do you remember? We don't think that once upon a time there was a God. We could never say God was. God is. It's always here. He's creating now. And who has a hand in this? We are creating this love. Because remember, his picture was creativity. We are creative, aren't we? He said, let me tell you, the one he prepared at the beginning, that's the most important stuff, because he has the plan. So he had all the plan. Now we are participating. But remember that one. Yes? Listen carefully, because he's preparing to bring in that high note. Yeah.
That which God has raised has use. What he has at first sown at last grows. Whatever you sow, sow for his sake, inasmuch as you are the beloved's captive, O lover. Mm-hmm.
This is a very good example. You are a captive. You remember I was talking about love? When you're in love, you're captive. You lose your choice. You lose your freedom. You lose a lot. But you gain a lot. Here we say, listen, whatever you're planting, plant it for what? There was a word over there that you should notice. It was not God. Hap. Remember that complicated word we talk about. He said, the most important stuff is the one that Hap raised. It's like raising a flag. And that one will grow. Therefore, whatever you do, do for that. For Hap. For justice, correct, real, true, truth. Remember, expectancy in God, all of that. Why? Because you are being torn apart between two. You have that tendency, and there is this Pharaoh, the ego. The one in me who wants to play the God. Because I'm creative, because I could do a lot, therefore I want to be in control. I want to be in control of my life, right? All of that. Yes?
Do not hang about the thievish fleshly soul and its work. Whatsoever is not God's work is naught. Naught.
So, it came to the simple conclusion that, listen, we are actively doing something here, and we are actively created here. Both are here. RF is the fellow who is not looking at both of them. He's looking at that one. That's why we bring in that hack. Remember, repeating it, having it so, chant. Sometimes having it like mesmerizing stuff, self-hypnosis, verb, whatever you may call it, we repeat it to have an anchorage in our mind about that. We say, whatever you do, do for that. Don't look at this ego, because this is the thief in here. Don't look at it. Let me tell you, whatever is not for Hap, is nothing, nothing. Forget about it. So that's how we come to put Hap in the center of our attention, because we believe that there is a phenomenon.